Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Australian Ghost Whisperer with Catherine Legato and James Jennings.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode. Glad you can join us. Hello, Katerina.
Hi, James. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. We have a special guest with us today. We love having guests on our show because there are some people out there with some really wild paranormal stories. Sometimes they're happy to come on and share. Sometimes they don't, but we love it when they do want to share. So we have my dear friend Kim, who's joining us today. Hello, Kim. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Well, we're excited to hear you, have you, I should say. And the cool thing is, Kim, is like I've known you for a few years, and it's like I don't see you often, but every time I do, the conversation tends to go to the supernatural realm, and you always have like these incredible, amazing stories to tell me. So I know you've got some real cracker stories up your sleeve. Yeah, there you go. So maybe let's start at the beginning. Like, when's the first time you can kind of like remember like having a paranormal experience and knowing, hang on, something's going on that's way out of the ordinary?
Oh, easy. That would be the house we grew up in, and I was very, very young. And I remember hearing voices that were in the wall. Definitely not my parents or my sibling or anything like that. And, you know, it was the second story as well, so it's not going to be people just loitering in front. So, yeah, that was the very first time, and I was like, that can't be a person. That can't be human. So, so that was the very, very start.
That sounds pretty terrifying. Do you remember hear what voices were saying?
No, that was the weird thing. I couldn't make it out what they were saying. But it was two voices and they were arguing, and they were really like quite angry at each other. And it was just like a really long, like kind of aggressive kind of, it just went on for a while, and I ended up just blocking my ears and like my head under the pillow, and that, and just tried to block it out pretty much. So
it sounds like you were hearing the almost the echoes of the past. Because when they step into me, we're so young and we're so kind of open from the spirit world. So it's not just sometimes they're not actual spirits, but just kind of like the echoes of the past, because you'd be so sensitive, you could almost be reliving what went on in that house.
It was very strange, and that I knew immediately that it wasn't normal.
Of course, you know, even knowing that it's not normal.
So moving along from hearing voices in the wall, which is pretty scary. What else has happened?
In that house, just like objects moving, things going missing, obviously like the voices. I think it kind of escalated to a point where one night my bedroom door was like kind of basically swinging open and shut. And I had two parents that were very much in denial about the whole thing. So literally a slamming door is going to wake up parents. So they brought a chair and stuck it in front of the door and said goodnight.
Sometimes
that was that.
Yeah, they're too afraid to sort of themselves. Like that too. They just didn't want to.
I think they were worried about making me frightened as well. Maybe already being a little bit sensitive, I think she was trying to just
play it down.
100%. Yeah, play it down. So
when you talk about objects moving, did you see objects moving in front of you ever? Like,
yeah, just like, you know, just little things that you would think was, you know, did I really just see that kind of thing? So only slight things, but the door was probably the worst one. So
yeah. Did you ever get to a point where, even if it was years later, your parents acknowledged that something was weird in that house?
Well, the funny thing is, so my mum has always said that that house, they built it. So she was like, no, it couldn't have been haunted because we built it. But then recently when I went to Europe and I was spending time with my auntie in Europe, and she was like, yeah, so that woman died in like that house. And yeah, it's no wonder you had so much trouble with it. And I was like, oh, okay. So.
Oh my God. So they probably they built it, but no, someone lived there previously and died there.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Look, I get maybe your parents didn't want to tell you that because that's kind of a little scary for you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I think it was something to do with the stairs because that just had a really horrible feeling to it. So, yeah, maybe. You always got the sensation like that you were like, about to fall as well. Like a bit like.
I feel she fell. She fell down those stairs.
Yeah. So, yeah, very interesting.
Yeah.
That's where it all started, basically.
You always had quite a gift then of being able to, you still obviously can hear and sense and see spirit.
I think for a long time I tried not to, I think, because I was so frightened. Someone told me a really good trick. They said, tell them to leave you alone and they will. And so that's what I did for a long period of time, was just say, you have to leave, you're not allowed to be here, you need to leave. I need to be alone. So that seemed to work for a while, but then I don't know, things started coming back slowly, so almost couldn't avoid it any longer. So
still dealing with like paranormal activity, you're still dealing with it now?
Yes, yeah. In fact, it must just come and go, because sometimes it'll be really bad and then you'll just have periods where it's almost like, oh,
I just imagine,
like, yeah, it's like, oh, that can't be anything. But yeah, I've definitely had a few encounters with shadow people. The previous place I was at was very quiet, but the place that we've been in for the last few years has been kind of new activity happening. So but when we were living in that other place, I was almost convinced that maybe it was all in my imagination.
Yeah, sounds like stuff's been following you around.
Possibly, yeah. So
what's been happening in the new place, Kim? Like, what sort of things have you been noticing?
So the one that I think kind of brought us to where we are now was extremely strange, and something I didn't understand and something I still don't understand.
Nope.
But I was in bed one night and I awoke, and there was this like kind of, I guess you can call it like an entity, was like above me, and then it seemed actually kind of angry that I had like seen it, and it kind of like rushed at me a bit. And the weird thing was like I knew things about it, even though I, you know, it was all so quick.
Yeah.
And my like immediate, obviously I was so frightened, and I just did everything I could to get out of the way. So I literally, I have a scar on my elbow and had this huge bruise on my shoulder because I was so frightened, I actually kind of like tried to get down low and like get off the bed. But we have like a little wooden board that supports the bed. And so when I'd come down on it and then scraped it. So, but it was still there that whole time until I was on the ground. So it was very frightening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you said that, well, I've got a few questions for you. So first one is, what did it look like?
Yes. So it, You know, like if you stay in a bathtub too long and you get, it's like kind of like macerated skin. It's like overly wet.
Yep.
So it had like kind of, I didn't think it was a like a Caucasian person, but like it was white because it had been in the water for so long.
Yep.
And it didn't have any eyes.
Yeah, it didn't have any in the water.
What's that?
Drowning? Was it a death body?
No, I don't think it had drowned. I think it was actually like an entity of like I kind of got that it was like a river spirit. So I actually got that it was an Indigenous American river spirit. And he had a message for me and he was very angry. He said, and I don't know why, but he said, go no further. And I was like, I won't.
Okay, buddy, whatever you say, I won't.
Yeah. But it was just weird because I'm like, why did I think he was Native American? He had like a very strange body. I kind of almost got that he was like a guardian or something. Or, I remember, I think he identified as like a gatekeeper, but I don't know what that is. And I don't know. It was just real strange, real weird, and I haven't gotten over it. So
I can imagine.
Yeah, it almost feels like there was something he was protecting other people from entering that particular river.
Yeah. It felt like I wasn't allowed to be
in that. That dragged people down and drowned, and I feel like almost that's the image I'm getting, that he was
pretty and like it kind of just like was kind of like hunched over, kind of like it was kind of like being suspended back a little bit, so which I thought was really interesting because it was almost like something was pulling it back a bit, so even though it was able to come forward.
That's really interesting. And when did the experience actually end?
Pretty much when I was like on the floor. So it lasted a few seconds.
Okay. So it was a pretty brief encounter, but it sounds like you got a download of information about what it was. And
which was really, again, very strange. And it's like, I don't know why I would have thought those things. It didn't, I don't know. Like, why would I think, I don't know. Honestly, I've got no idea what it means, but it definitely was like, go no further. So, and I was like, maybe was I traveling in my dream or something.
Yeah, tapping into a past life of your own.
Yeah. So I have had people tell me, like mediums tell me that in a past life I was a shaman, and also the mediums described it as a squaw, which I think maybe slang as well, but what she intended by that was like kind of the chief's wife. So actually two separate Indigenous. Yeah.
Well, that would make sense why you're so gifted in being able to see.
It's interesting. Yeah, really, really interesting.
And often you can tap into previous lifetimes.
Yeah. So
timing, you know, it's like the past, the future all sort of creates the now, you know, melts it comes together and melts into the now. So, you know, obviously you were in bed, you were perhaps just at that twilight where you're about to fall asleep, and that's when you're the most psychic, where you see, you tap into the past life.
When I was younger, my mum told me I would actually write diaries, like as a Native American, so and like what we would eat and how we would like hunt.
Oh, lovely. Have you ever thought to sit and really learn to meditate and do some spiritual development?
I think it just all comes back to maybe being afraid, like if you let one in, how many more kind of thing.
I think like being able to develop your gift means that you understand it more, you have less around it, which means you'll tap into the more positive aspect of it. See, when people more negative aspect is because they're constantly fearing, oh, is something going to show up tonight, or is it going to attack me or whatever. So, but when people like that are highly intuitive and sensitive and have had very powerful past lives as yourself, when you find yourself developing your gifts, you will feel more back in control, like you were when you were in your past life. It's just that through each lifetime we forget our skills, our gifts. So therefore, you're reclaiming a part of you that has been forgotten.
And reclaiming that
part of you that's been forgotten means that you will develop those beautiful spiritual gifts in a way that you can enjoy it, and maybe do something with them. You don't know where that journey can take you. You know that you might write a book, or you might go out and help people with it. But I feel like for you, it's definitely worth pursuing, because I feel like part of you, you've come here to do that. So rather than running away from it all the time and just focusing on the fear that it's caused you, I feel with you, it's like taking control and just going back and reactivating those gifts that are already within you, and being able to use it for the good of yourself and perhaps the good of others.
There has been the odd really positive experience,
of course,
and that was just
a lot more. So when you develop, there'll be a lot more of the positive.
But
when you're not developing and you're just, you know, moving around in that space of fear, then you'll tend to just attract and bring into your recollection the fearful moments of your past lives, or, you know, like I said, the fearful things that are happening around you.
And it is
between our physical world and the spirit world, but it's just your state of mind, your state of heart, where you're at, your belief system. It all contributes to what you're bringing into your reality.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I think, if I had someone to kind of like guide that sort of transition, I would probably feel a lot safer. But but I guess it's just kind of hard to find, you know.
So our Patreon.
It only just gets weirder and weirder, you know, like
and it will, and you don't want to just go the rest of your life always fearing that, you know, something's going to show up and scare you to death. And you know, you don't want to keep on living that way, when obviously, you know, to me, what I'm feeling is you have a lovely gift. You just need to just be able to channel in a more positive way. So that's really the best solution, because, I have a lot of people who say, oh, this has happened, that has happened, this is and that is, it's all bad, 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 and it's very scary. But once they begin to learn to harness their gift and be able to manage and control it, it becomes a really beautiful thing.
I think it definitely could be.
Yeah.
You don't want to miss out on that part.
That for me too, when I started out being so young and just getting to my teens and going, I don't want this to happen to me anymore. I remember slowly just, you know, being able to connect with my guides, and I joined Enmore Spiritualist Church back then, and I really thought, you know what, I am going to, you know, somehow find the people that will help me and teach me and open. And it really, you know, I realized my gift was just a beautiful thing that I was born with, and I was, you know,
You can deliver messages for people.
Yeah, it became really a privilege to have these gifts rather than kind of always sort of feeling like, you know, there's something behind me and it's going to, you know, today, what's going to happen tonight when I go to bed? Stuff is following you around, and you know, and it shouldn't be that way. You know, I always believe that any spirits that come in and begin scaring us, I'm like, no, you go away, because I'm not that. Yeah, then that's the best way to deal with it, because you don't, you know, spirits that, you know, if they're your guides, if they're people who love and are honoring and you know, helping you on your journey, will not come in and bring that fear and bring that there's no way. So
I think also for a long time I was always just worried that a lot of it was my imagination, so but it was I've had like two really strange experiences where was actually able to back it up historically.
Yeah.
And without even knowing anything about it. So I have been avoiding it for a long time, but then hubby decided we should go on a ghost tour. Yeah. And I was like, as long as it's not the quarantine station, okay, fine, we'll go. when I was there, I was just seeing things kind of like the whole time. And I don't know, but for some weird reason, I was kind of excited. I don't know, like rather than scared that time. I don't know, because we were in a group or whatever. But afterwards, I said to the tour guide, I was like, oh my gosh, like, you know, in that first place, you were talking about the lady and I think I could see her. And she said, oh, what was she wearing? And I kind of described this and you know, but that could have just been her trying to sell more tickets or whatever. But she said, come with me and we'll look at some different places and you can tell me what you're getting from there. So we went down one street and she said, when you're looking at this place, what do you get? And I said, look, I got to be honest, I'm getting a boxer. And she was like, a boxer? And I said, yeah, a boxer. Not a very nice guy, but he's like a bare-knuckled boxer. I feel like he owned a gun, and you know, and she was just like, what? She's like, no, I think that's where the mayor used to, like, you know, I think he built a place there. And I said, oh, I'm so sorry, you know, like, oh, that's a shame. I was like, well, never mind, it was my imagination. But for some reason I was kind of like fixed on it, and I was like, I'm just gonna look it up. And then I googled the rocks and I got a name. I think it was like Larry Foley or something like that. So I looked up the rocks, Larry Foley, and he was a bare knuckled boxer that was in a gang called the Rocks Push.
Oh, no way. That's amazing.
Yeah, and I think there was something maybe that, like, the gang that he was in hit a gun in the chimney or something like that. So, yeah. And I think that was probably the time where I was like, okay, maybe I'm not crazy. Is there a slight possibility that maybe I'm not crazy?
Because I don't think you're crazy. We would tell them if you were. We're all a bit crazy. Yes. That we even decided to come back to this planet. But look.
Yes.
I just
there. Yeah. So I think that was kind of when I was like, maybe still a bit frightened, but maybe excited that maybe there could be something to it. So that's when I was like, maybe a little bit more open to it. And then that's when we had like another thing that happened where I was able to sort of check it against without knowing anything about it.
So. Do that, and give yourself that proof. And validation. Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah, I think that's what, I think it was like a validation moment, which I think is why it was so exciting, I think, rather than scary. So,
And Kim, I want to jump back to, you know, talking about how the water spirit that you saw in your bedroom was... you saw them to be like an indigenous American. You talked about how you wrote diaries as though you had lived a life as an Indigenous American that your mum said when you were younger. And what's the other thing you said? Oh, and you've had mediums say that you, in past lives. Now,
yeah.
I, of course, know a bit because we've had conversations off camera, but there is actually a really amazing fact you shared with me last time I spoke to you.
I did, yes.
And I would like you to share that with our audience now because I think they're going to be particularly blown away when they hear this. So please tell
us. Before I do say, I just want to say quickly that I have always been drawn to that kind of, particularly like Navajo. I've always just been particularly drawn to that culture and the people and just everything about it, just always drawn to it, to the point where in 2014, maybe 2017, I went all the way out to Arizona to visit the Navajo reservation. And just did like a massive like driving tour of the area, and it was just amazing. But this was all before, way before, because it was only recently I found out that yes, I actually have Indigenous American blood, so about a quarter of me, so Native American in my genetics, so and Spanish as well.
Right. But I find, you were talking before about proof to back things up. I mean, the fact that you've discovered that you are basically a quarter Native American, and
I had no idea.
Recent discovery.
Well, I just always wanted to do the genetic testing. I just thought, oh, that's so cool and interesting. You can learn about yourself. And honestly, I had no expectation. I really was just open to sort of any result. I really wasn't hoping for anything or expecting that kind of result at all. And so when it came back, I was just completely floored. I just could not believe it. And the fact that I had traveled, so with my particular result, they were able to fine tune locations. So apparently what it is, in Mexico, a lot of them traveled upwards, and that a lot of had settled in Arizona. And there was like, there's obviously the Navajo reservation, which is really quite large, but there's also another group called the Hopi. And so they actually linked it to that area. So there was like these people, the Pueblans, that had traveled up, and then they'd settled in that area. So I just couldn't believe it. I was just like, that is literally where we were driving. And honestly, when I was there, I just had this feeling of this really bizarre feeling. I was like, I am 100% home. Like, I'm home. I'm home. And it was just the weirdest thing. As soon as my feet hit the ground, I was like, and I just couldn't figure it out. I was like, why? Yeah. I was just like, just because I've always wanted to come here. But it could be a lot truer than I thought. So, yeah. I think that's
amazing. You're
it's
obviously like
wild.
You're super tuned in, Kim. Like, you're super, super tuned in to that stuff. So, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, my mum didn't even know, which is wild because she's like, but there's also like a large portion of Spanish, and I think there was a lot of colonization in that area as well. So it kind of like all kind of maps out really well.
Totally.
So, and then the other one was Basque, which I was like, I have no idea. But have you heard of Basque? I had not heard of it, but yeah, apparently it's like a little ocean, like a short, like somewhere coastal or something like that. So, but that was, massive surprise.
Yeah. And it kind of matches up with all these things that have been happening and things have been drawn to. And
well, that's so funny because honestly, I had no idea at all when I saw that spirit. And then the fact that like, a part of me was Indigenous. I just was like, this is wild.
So it really is.
It made no sense.
It really is. And you know what, when you were talking about that being kind of just jumping out of nowhere, it triggered a memory I had once, which was a bit, I was awake and I saw, so what This is a few years ago, and I was dating someone, and we were asleep in bed. And for some reason, I just felt like something was in the room. And I woke up, and I literally saw a hand, like it was coming through. It's almost like if there was a veil of between the spirit world and our world. It's like that had just reached through the veil,
like an opening. Yeah.
Yeah, and but it was a hand, and it was going into her head. You're in such shock when you see something like that. So I'm looking at it going,
terrifying.
Okay, I'm awake. I'm definitely imagining that because I'm literally awake right now.
Yes, exactly.
Surely it's going to disappear in a minute. Nope, still there. It's
yeah,
still
but that's there. The part where you're like, what?
Yeah, and then suddenly I start.
It's funny now, but it's scary at the time.
Yeah. And I started panicking. What do I do? What do I do? And then I thought, well, I've got to wake her up. There's a hand in her head.
So what does it want? Like, why?
Yeah, what does it want? And I kind of like shook her awake, and I was like, wake up. And she went and kind of like woke up with a fright. And she said that when she woke up, she said it felt like something had pushed her backwards. That was the first thing. That I woke up as though something was holding me and then pushed me backwards. And she goes, literally, the second before I woke up, I was having a dream that someone was trying to push a letter with a message under a door to me. So in her head, seeing some, and so I'm like, obviously something was trying to like plant.
And that was the movement as well. So it strange.
One of the strangest things I've ever seen. Just a hand coming out of thin air into someone's head.
And the fact that you see it, like, does it want to be seen? Like, you're in on that message?
It's like, was it an accident? Was it not an accident?
Because I always thought, like, they don't get seen by accident, right? That's what I kind of, like, they're conscious. Is there any sort of consciousness to them?
Yeah, of course there is.
You know, being seen?
Yeah.
Or is it just like an echo?
I don't think they're worried about being seen, really. Like,
I don't care?
No.
So you don't think there are unseen, do they plan it? Like, do they?
There are unseen entities that work, you know, in order to manipulate you, and they don't want to be seen. But,
yeah, right.
You know, that's a whole different story, that lot.
Mm.
But. Yeah. Often these spirits and things, they don't care that they're being seen.
Yeah, I would say this.
Because they're in
care.
Their own reality, just like we are in ours. So that for them, their reality that they're in is quite normal for them.
Did you get like any other information from that? Or
that particular...
Or it's just really just purely, you know...
Yeah, it was just the whole, she was having a dream about the letter under the door. There was nothing else that came. Having said that, she was, as a person, she was a little tuned into that stuff. So it was actually a lot. There was quite a few paranormal things that happened while I dated her, because I that stuff is kind of like a little drawn to me. It was obviously a little drawn to her, and getting
like doubled.
It doubled. Okay, this is kind of like magnified. So
interesting. Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
It's been lovely to meet you. You do have an incredible gift. So
Oh, thanks. It's been great chatting. I just love, you know, it's nice to find people to chat about this stuff with, like that, you know, open to it and understand.
That helped me. I had to go out there and meet like-minded people to help me. Yeah. Because back in my time too, it wasn't even spoken about. So I really going out there and finding like-minded people really helped me to accept my gifts and then want to progress with them.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Yeah. So fascinating.
It is.
And look, if you have any other incidents or updates, Kim, we'd love to hear from it. Come and chat to us.
However much time you've got.
We love the wild stories. So bring them on.
We'll do shadow people next time if you're interested.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're creepy.
That's a good topic. I don't think we've talked too much about that. So that might be a good topic for future episodes. So we can do that.
Definitely. I've had a great time.
Yeah, well, thank you for talking. It's lovely to chat, and we'll certainly hear more from you in the future, I'm sure.
Loved it. 10 out of 10.
Oh, nice. Okay, well, thank you again. Right. Thanks to everyone who's listening or watching, and we will, of course, see you again for an episode in the future. So see you soon. Bye, Kat.
Bye, James. Bye-bye. Thank
See you, Kim.
you. Bye, Kim. Bye-bye.
To gain access to private spiritual development classes, guided meditations, and live Q&As with Katerina, please visit www.patreon, that's patreon.com/ The Australian Ghost Whisperer.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.